punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Oh, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. Anyway, you don't want to know why. You do want to know why I'm laughing. Anyway, there's a lot of stuff going around that Representative Frank Lucas has put out, and you hear on the news on drought relief and stuff for farmers and ranchers. It's not time to call your FSA office yet. It's they'll let you know. We got to get back towards the end of this drought or towards the end of the year, but I promise you guys, I'll let you know when there's drought relief coming for what we're going through right now. So anyway, don't be burning the phones up no matter what you hear on social media, news, whatever. It's coming, but it's not time to can't cut in line. You will not cut in line at the FSA office. Anyway, so, oh my gosh. So anyway, right now, currently at Elk City, it is 82 degrees. Heat index is at 83. Humidity is 51%. Wind gusts we got wind out of the northeast, 10 miles an hour with gust up to 14. It was a beautiful morning. We just got through preg checking the girls out west to Elk City and re-ear tagging the baby calves, and we're weaning them, start the weaning process today. Dr. Mouse from Stockman's Veterinarian Clinic came out and she ultrasound part of them and just preg check normal manually the rest of them. It didn't go too bad. We had a couple stubborn cows that didn't want to go down the lane for some reason, and that's only about the fifth or sixth time they've been down through that chute. So I don't know if it was the cool weather or just anyway, they were acting up, but we got them done and all's good there. Well, let's check out what's happening on the cash, not the cash, but this grain futures. Corn for September is 617, December 614, March 621. Soybean, September $14.94, November is 1403, January is 1409, and March is 1412. Soybean meal, September $447.90 a short ton. October's 413.10. December is 408.20. Soybean oil, September 66.37 cents a pound. October 64.90. December 64.40. Hard red winter wheat, September 8.14. It took a big hit overnight. Looks like December's 8.15. Oats are 409 a bushel, and December is 380 a bushel. So it's way down there. Check out what cotton's doing. Cotton's pretty, it's down a hair, but not too much. CME cotton number 2, October 118 a pound. Cotton for December 113 a pound, almost 114. So anyway, Bill Dance down there in Beckham County and down there around the Dale High area, he's back in the black today. He's at 18 and a half cents a pound for his sugar. Looks like oil is back up to around $90, and natural gas is dropping a little bit. It's close to $9. It was earlier in the week, it was almost 10. So let's check out the cash grain prices in the elevators around the Texas Panhandle and Oklahoma. See what's happening there. Come on, computer. There we go. All right, let me find it and see what we got going on here. Come on. There we go. Cash prices for hard red winter wheat, $7.57. Corn is $6.90. Milo's at $6.20. And soybeans cash, the elevators at $14.45 a bushel. Well, let's check out what's going on around the United States, the state of Oklahoma, the state of Texas, And worldwide, wheat futures plunged as more grain moves out of Ukraine and soybeans dropped on rainy weather in parts of the Midwest. About 25 ships hauling agriculture products have sailed from the Ukrainian ports, even as the country remains under siege from Russian forces. A week-old agreement to allow grain ships through the blockades to relieve food crisis globally is holding, and more ships are leaving the port cities. One ship, the Flag One Maria, sailed from one of the ports Thursday and siding headed towards Turkey, looks like. Soybeans and corn, meanwhile, were down in some areas of the United States. Midwest likely will get much-needed rain headed into the weekend. As much as 3 inches of rain is expected to fall in parts of southern Missouri and northern Arkansas as storms rumble through the region, according to the National Weather Service. Southwestern Missouri is suffering from a severe drought to extreme drought. The U.S. Drought Monitor data showed an extreme drought is indicated by crop losses, limited water supply, and water restrictions. With showers expected in the northwestern Midwest today and tomorrow, then east from there early into next week, stress from a lack of precipitation will narrow from 30 to less than 25% of the corn and soybean areas. For wheat, impacts from dry weather will wane as the spring harvest continues along the Canadian border, the forecaster said. In the southern plains, moisture is expected to improve ahead of winter planting. Wheat for December delivery dropped 17 cents to $7.63.5 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade, while Kansas City futures lost 19.5 cents to $8.33.5 a bushel. Soybean futures for November delivery declined 10 and a quarter cents and is now at $13.79.25 a bushel. Soy meal was up $1.10 to $4.01.70 a short ton, while soybean oil futures fell 0.79 cents to 64.81 cents a pound. Corn futures for December delivery was down 5 1/4 to 6.06 3/4 a bushel. Man, ethanol deals is falling bad. It's at a 3-month low. Ethanol output last week dropped to the lowest level in more than 3 months while inventories increased, according to data from the Energy Information Administration. Production of the biofuel plunged an average of 983,000 barrels a day in the week that ended on August 12th. That's down from 1.022 million barrels a day on average the previous week, and the lowest output since the week that ended April 29th. In the Midwest, by far the biggest producing region, output fell to an average of 926,000 barrels, and that's down approximately 50,000 barrels from the week earlier. The Rocky Mountain production fell to 13,000 barrels, down from 14,000 barrels. And the East Coast production was unchanged at 12,000 barrels, and the Gulf Coast production rose to 23,000 barrels, up 1,000 barrels from the previous week. And out west, West Coast production increased to 9,000 barrels on the average. Ethanol stockpiles, meanwhile, rose to 23.446 million barrels in 7 days that ended on August 12th. That's up from 23.256 million barrels a week earlier and the largest inventory level since July the 15th. Weather-wise everywhere, some potentially strong thunderstorms are expected to roll through parts of eastern Nebraska and western Iowa this afternoon. This all according to the National Weather Service. Wind gusts up to 65 miles an hour and hail as large as half dollars are biggest threats associated with this system. Storms are expected to stick around through at least tomorrow, with only small hail and gusty winds expected then. Further south, precipitation is expected in parts of eastern Oklahoma today before the skies clear. Unsettled weather is expected for the next whole week. And I was looking at that, and it looks pretty good. It's hopefully they're nail on it. Cold front is forecast to move into the area on Saturday and stall across southeast Oklahoma Sunday. This boundary will provide the focus for several rounds of shower and storms over the weekend into the earlier week. So that's the storm that we got our fingers crossed, and we're hoping that we get some rain out of. The weather forecast has been changing every 3 or 4 hours. I've been watching it since that 70% chance of rain came in a couple of days ago. But anyway, keep your fingers crossed and say a prayer so we can get some of that. Well, you are listening to Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, and we're streaming live on KCOFM.com. We're streaming live on KCOFM's Facebook page, and we also are on the radio, guess that or not. And anytime you miss the show and you want to re-listen to it, you can either go on Facebook and re-watch it, or you can go to KCOFM.com and get on my show, and every show that I've done since we started is on there. And I try to title them all so you'll know what the subject was of that day. So anyway, but we're having a great time, and anybody wants to text in today, here in about 10 minutes or so, Brett Metter with the North Fork Electric Corporate will be in here. I wanted to say corporation, but anyway, he'll be in here. They got a big business meeting this weekend in Sayre, their annual for the North Fork, and he's going to talk about it, and I'm going to hammer on him a little bit about how things are going with his farming and ranching operation while I got a farmer and rancher in here. So anyway, that ought to be a good time. Also, I posted some short videos on our Facebook site page with Dr. Mouse this morning. She was doing ultrasound out there. And then the last video I posted, I'm kind of making fun of her a little bit, but anyway, she's pretty sharp. Anyway, I posted where she was had her hand preg checking and talking on the phone at the same time. So she's a very, very good multitasker. So anyway, all right, well, we'll be back here in just a minute. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
With spring planting wrapping up and early summer harvest now underway, have peace of mind knowing you can depend on Western Equipment, your local John Deere dealer, to keep you in the field and running efficiently. With over 100 fully equipped service trucks, we will meet you wherever you are, whenever you need us, with zero unexpected fees or surcharges to worry about. Also, don't forget about our $99 inspections available when bringing in multiple machines. Call your local Western Equipment location today, and we'll have a truck headed your way.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. That's why you need feed that's built the reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. iPro Feed's commitment to nutrition is unwavering. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your local iPro Feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, August 15th. 1,612 head were sold. 3 head of steers at 383 brought 206. 8 at 544 brought 175. 7 at 566 brought 164. 14 at 719 brought 186. 20 at 791 brought 173.50. 16 head of heifers at 269 brought 190. 4 at 390 brought 171. 10 at 477 brought 172. 5 at 606 brought 159. 29 at 749 brought 165.50. Butcher cows were 20 to 86. 6 butcher bulls brought 75 to 114. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
Once that gets in your blood, you're not going to get it out. Once you are ate up with cattle, farming, agriculture, it's a hard drug to kick. You're putting a crop out there, you're turning your cows out, and watching what you do grow, and watching the things that you take care of, things you care for, move on with their life cycle. just seeing a result from your hard work. I'm Jason Redd, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
83 degrees at the Elk City Mezzanette, and here at the Gabe Gadget Mezzanette, we got 79.3 degrees here at the studio. Humidity's 55. If you're baling hay, it was pretty wet this morning. There's pretty good dew out there this morning, so I didn't think there was going to be a lot of hay baling going on, but you can be baling now if you aren't. I'm waiting for Roy to text in to tell me he's baling. But anyway, we got that going on. Well, let's go to the live futures on cattle. August for live cattle 140.120, October 144.77, December 150.55, February 154.97, feeder cattle 181.77 for August. September is 185.37, October is 93.65 for lean hogs, December is 85.65, and February is 89.02. Everything is in the red on the cattle. I didn't get to talk yesterday about the Woodward sale that was on Tuesday with the cattle, and I want to go over that, and I'm going to go over a little bit about with the Hobart Stockyard sale yesterday, and today Woodward is having their calf sale up there, and tomorrow Elk City Livestock Auction will be going on. So if you got any cattle you need to bring in, give Mr. Brandon Hickey a call. I'm sure he'll hook you up, or if you need to buy some, he'll hook you up. We do have rain coming. Come on, let's get her done, because I know the wheat drills are going to get greased next week if we do get rain. It's that time of the year. Yesterday, day before Tuesday at Woodward, there was 806 head sold. That compared to 1,080 the week before, and compared to last year, 1,019. Feeder cattle was 90% of that. Slaughter cattle was 78% of that, and feeder cattle was only 11% of that coming in. And replacement cattle was 10% sold at Woodward. Breaker cows, looks like they was about 80 or 90 head there, and they averaged anywhere from $75 up to $90.50 per hundred weight. So slaughter cows are still looking good. And then on boner cows, anywhere from 72 to 82.50, which is good for them. And then we get down to the lean cows, anywhere from $53 up to a whopping $74 there. So anyway, that's not too bad for some really thin cows. Bulls, still pretty steady, anywhere from 96 to 116 per hundred weight. Let's go down here to the replacement cattle. They look like on the bred cows, they had some medium large number ones, 2 to 4 year olds, brought 750, and then some 2 to 4 year olds was bringing up to 1,000, and then some 5 to 8 year olds, some bigger cows weighing around 1239, brought almost $1,100. Bred cows, medium and large number one to number twos, they had some 5 to 8 year olds were bringing around $900. Bred heifers, looks like they had a few that were weight range was anywhere from 900 to 1,010 pounds, brought up to 1775. That's pretty good. I'll take some of that. And then cow-calf pairs, medium and large number ones with 150-pound calves on them. They had some 5 to 8 year olds that averaged almost $1,100. And then some cow-calf pairs, medium and large with 300-pound calves on them. Was anywhere from 1400 to 1425. So there you have it. Hobart Stockyards, let me bring that up. Oh yeah, I'm already getting text messages. Oh, Roy Hunt called me a dummy on the radio. He said, I already texted you, and he's swathing hay. So anyway, let me turn you on right there, Brent, so you can join in on Roy calling me a dummy.
I can't imagine that.
So anyway, let me check out the Hobart Stockyards real quick. And I don't know how many head they had, but it looks like 300 to 400 pounds calves were bringing. Steers were bringing up to 225. 4 to 5s was bringing up to $1.98. 5 to 6s was bringing up to $1.70. With some 8 to 9 weights were bringing up to $1.64. And then we get into some heifers, some 3 to 4 weights, $1.86. $4 to $5, $1.77, $5 to $6, $1.61, and some 700 pounders are bringing them $1.59. Cows, let's see here what we got. Butcher cows are bringing up to 92 cents at Hobart Stockyards, and some bred cows are bringing 1,050, and then here's some pairs bringing 1,410. And bulls were steady down there also. $1.08 was the high end on that, but they averaged about 99 cents, so that wasn't too bad. Cattle market isn't that terrible right now.
It's really good.
The feed prices just go down.
It needs to be good.
It's got to be.
It's got to be, or we can't survive it.
Yeah. Well, anyway, well, Brent Metter, thanks for coming in today. You are the general manager, is that right?
You bet.
What else?
That's good enough for me.
What is your official title at North Fork? I don't pay attention to that. I just know who you are.
You know what? I'm just one of many that take care of our power. So.
Well, you got a really...
I'm not a big title guy, to be honest with you.
Well, you got good crews out there.
We got a lot of longevity, and it's just great family, and we got... They make me look good all the time.
Oh, so. Yeah. They made you look good in the parade at Sayre.
They do.
At the Dust Bowl days.
They make my job easy.
I think you guys were about half of the parade.
Well, you know, so I'm pretty passionate about the Dust Bowl parade. That, you know, we brought electricity to the rural part of Beckham County and Roger Mills County and Greer County in the 30s when the Dust Bowl was going on. And that's in Sayre, and that's where our office is. And I'm pretty passionate about that deal.
Well, it shows, and you had the big bucket truck holding the United States flag up where everybody could see it, no matter where they was in the parade.
You bet.
And then
you bet. We're proud of that American flag also.
Yeah, we need to be. If you're not, you need to get out of Beckham County.
That's right. You're in the wrong part of America.
Either that or don't tell nobody.
Yeah, keep it to yourself.
Well, when we come back, Brent and is going to talk about their upcoming business meeting. Is that what it is?
That is correct. Our annual meeting is Saturday morning at the Sayre Park.
Yep, and we'll talk about that. And then when we get through talking about some of the things, because you guys have had a busy year, because a lot of the big major fires has been in North Fork area, and so we'll talk a little bit about that. And then I want to pick your brain a little bit, what's going on with your farming and ranching operation, see how things are going, if you don't mind.
You bet. It's dry.
Well, don't tell nobody yet. We got to talk about it. Anyway, we'll be right back after this. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers. It's heavier steel. They're built better. They're tough. They've got rubber flooring, every kind of amenity that you can think of in a ranch trailer. They're framed in differently so that you're not having crackouts and breaks in the trailer frame. Their tires come 18 ply. Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers, and we've got them. The name of our business is Cattle King Manufacturing. We're 2 miles south of the golf course here at Elk City on Highway 6. On Facebook, just search Cattle King Manufacturing. 303-4246. 303-4246.
Ron Hayes here. Here's what the good folks are saying about SEI Agritech's Livestock Nutrition Center's feed and minerals.
Hello, this is Sean Wyatt. I have a cow-calf operation, and I buy my feed from Kent Watkins at SEI Agritech in Elk City. Kent will provide the best service possible. I highly recommend giving SEI Agritech a call about your feed and minerals.
If you want better feed and better results, visit SEI Agritech in Elk City, your local Livestock Nutrition Center authorized distributor, located on South Randall in Elk City.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
Not much has changed temperature-wise. We're 82 degrees at the Elk City Maisonette. Let me check out what's happening around our listening area, see if we got anything out of the ordinary going on. Actually, no, everybody's pretty well in the 80s. Lori Campbell at Arnett, you can correct me if I'm wrong. If your truck says 81, that's fine. But Camargo's at 82, and you're the coolest spot almost in all of Oklahoma. Arnett, Oklahoma, is 79. Woodward's at 81. Hollis is 81. Wellington, Texas, you are 82. And Shamrock, you're 83. And what else we got there? Canadian, 80. You're right at 80. You're not too far from Arnett if you go the back way, if you know the back way. Anyway, welcome to the show again, Mr. Brett Metter. He's here. I'm just going to say he's kind of the boss out there at North Fork. He doesn't like titles, so anyway, I'll just say kind of in case somebody else, maybe one of your secretaries.
Call me really, what you want.
You're really the boss. But anyway, you guys, your annual meeting's coming up this Saturday, and that park is always full.
Yes, it's, I like to say that we're more than just the power company.
Yeah.
And so when you talk about our annual meeting, it's a requirement as far as the cooperative. And so as we go through generation to generation, I feel like we have a struggle of losing what the co-op's all about, why it was created. And, you know, we wouldn't have power in the rural communities, in the rural parts of not just Western Oklahoma, but all of America, if it wouldn't have been for rural electrification in the 30s. Right. And so that all came about through the cooperative system. And so with that being said, you know, we're governed by a board of directors of seven individuals from our seven districts that are elected. And so you have to go through the processes of getting those people elected, bylaw changes from time to time, and making sure that all the rules are in place. And so that's what we do at our annual meeting. But we want it to be more than just a meeting. We don't want it to just be a boring business meeting. That is part of it, and probably the most important part, but we try to make it fun, and we're going to serve a meal and give away some prizes, and I don't know, there might even be an ice cream truck showing up this year. So.
Oh, really? Are you teasing people? Or
I am teasing people a little bit. So.
Well, that you guys, the last 3 years I've seen that thing in action, and this year, second one?
This is my second one as the manager. Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Okay. This is you're the manager.
80, oh, I'm sorry. My second one as the boss. So, but yes, this is the 83rd annual for North Fork Electric. But yes, this is my second one since I've been employed.
I'm impressed because it's pretty well organized, and it looks like a great time too.
You bet. We're giving away our grand prizes. It's grown a little bit this year. The actual grand prize is a Kubota riding lawnmower, and I want to kind of give a shout out to Great Plains Kubota at Cordell. Used to be Lindley's,
yep.
And they were really good to work with us on that grand prize for lots and lots of years. And when they sold to Great Plains Kubota, man, they stepped right in, gave us the same deal. And it's a good prize. You know, most people that live in rural America, rural Western Oklahoma, have big yards and need to mow a lot, and so that draws
a lot.
Yeah, I know.
Mine's 2 acres.
Draws a lot of attention.
Yeah.
We've got some really good second place prizes. R&R Powerline, which is our contractors, they're giving $1,000 cash. We've got a 65-inch TV. Culver Electric's giving a generator. One of our banks, Great Plains Bank, I think, gave a Blackstone grill. Another one of our vendors that sprays for us gave another Blackstone grill. I mean, we've got some really good big prizes. Oh, two electric mowers, two electric push mowers that are completely quiet. No gas, no oil, no maintenance.
Solar powered?
They are not solar powered.
Wind turbine on top of them?
We're hoping you'll plug them in and to North Fork juice and charge them and go mow. So you're not going to mow 2 acres with them. But if you've got a small yard or maybe, you know, a little backyard area you want to mow, it would be perfect for that.
Oh, yeah. Well, so. I'm not going to lie. I have a little bit of green in me. and I have an electric golf cart.
Oh yeah, you bet.
And so, so I got a question for you before we get on. That big wind tower farm that's going on down there at Cordell, are you guys going to get electricity from that? Do you know?
So we buy all of our power through from Western Farmers,
right,
which is also a co-op, and I don't believe that that is a Western Farmers wind farm. I'm almost certain it's
not. I went
not.
The back way to Clinton here a couple of weeks ago, and I've been hearing they've been putting one in over there, but when I popped that hill there as you come from Deal City and going towards Cordell on 152, I went, whoa!
You bet.
That's a bit, 320 towers, I heard. That's a big farm.
It's a big one.
Anyway.
So Western Farmers is really green. The power, you know, most days we are over 40% renewable energy, or green energy, if you want to call it, coming down Western Farmers lines. And there's some days, you know, these windy days, we could be 100% renewable.
Yeah.
That the coal plant may be shut down, and they may have all the natural gas generators offline. So it all has to do with the Southwest Power Pool, which is our grid. And they get to pick who generates power and what sources are picked that day. But we are really green, or Western Farmers is really green in the power. You know, that's the way the government's pushing us. And I'm going to talk a little bit about that Saturday. You know, they call those renewables, and some people call them green energy. But I also want to talk a little bit about reliables, what I call reliables.
Yeah.
And we've got to continue to push our government to keep the reliables. We have to keep the coal and the natural gas.
Yeah, it has to be, because we seen a couple winters ago what happened.
You gotta
be prepared for the worst, and
that's right,
that was a bad deal, and they're still talking about that today.
That's right. The green energy is great, we need to have it, but it's not as reliable. It's not reliable. It's reliable when the weather is cooperative, but when the weather's not cooperating, it's not reliable, and so we've got to keep those other reliables.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's a given. And so, what else is going to be happening out there besides giving away some great gifts?
So we're having a blood drive. The blood mobile will be there, and so if you want to give blood there at the annual meeting, that'll be an opportunity. They're always short, and so we encourage people. We have a lot of blood drives throughout the year at North Fork, and have always worked in cooperation with the blood mobile, and so they'll be there that day. That'll be an option. Let's talk about registration for a minute. So registration starts at 9 a.m. and we are doing a drive-through registration. If you don't prefer the drive-through registration, you can still just go park and walk up to the pavilion, and we'll have a table there where you can do a walk-up registration. But most of our resources, most of our employees are going to be focused on the drive-through registration. We started that with COVID, found out it works really good, and we've got a traffic pattern where you can come through there, follow the maps that have been released, and this will be the third year we've done this, maybe the fourth year we've done this.
So you're coming in from which entrance?
So we're coming in, so you're going to enter the park at the northeast entrance by Skunk Works Body Shop.
Right.
And you're going to follow that road west and follow the curve around the rodeo grounds and all the way to the RV park, and then we're going to curve you into by the pavilion and register you in two different lanes. We're doing all that with iPad and iPhones, so it's really quick, convenient. We'll give you a bag of goodies. You're going to get a butcher knife, a stubby butcher knife, which is a really nice knife this year, and then an NFEC cap. And then I'm actually doing a little questionnaire in your bags this year, so some of my employees they're a little nervous about this, but I'm asking you for questions that you might have about North Fork Electric that maybe I can answer for you in my monthly column that I write. So
well, you're opening that door.
So
aren't you?
They all think I'm opening a can of worms. So but anyway, I'm a communicator, and I like to hear what people are thinking. So.
Last year I was watching, because the golf course will everybody don't panic. It's a club championship at Sayre this weekend. You come through that same entrance, and you just got to tell them you're playing golf. And
that's right. Because come from the south if you're playing golf, and it'll be a lot handier.
Come
around by McDonald's and from the south and by the RV park, and we'll get you hooked in there. So I'm going to have an employee sitting there. Just tell them you're playing golf, and I'll get you by.
No, it's worked out. There hadn't been no problem. Yep. Matter of fact, guess what? Jimmy just got handed to him. Look on Facebook, and I got me a North Fork cap. I did have one because I got it from Dust Bowl days the year before last.
You bet.
And I couldn't find it because I was going to wear it for you. So today I'm wearing R&R Power Pole, Power Line. And because Ronnie Martin and I did a little horse trading.
Does Bobby know that you didn't pay for that?
No. But see, here's the deal. I got two, but Ronnie only got one.
Right.
Yeah, but see, I autographed his.
Well, it's worth more money.
Yeah, that's what I had to do. But yeah, and they'll be out there helping you this weekend too, won't they?
They will. Yeah, Bobby's always good to show up. Like I said, he's sponsoring the $1,000 cash, and then he actually gives another $1,000 that goes to bill credits, and so those will be $100 bill credits that we'll draw out of the prize.
Well, so I got a Bobby Martin story for you.
I don't know. Can we put it on
there?
Yeah,
this is one that can be aired. So last night we had a board meeting, and Bobby and I are on the board together, and we was talking. Anyway, I said something. I was telling you about the fire that happened down at Lugard at one of the buildings down there, and I was telling him, yeah, this telephone pole that they had there to protect that corner and all, blah, blah, blah. He said, well, was it a telephone pole or was it power pole?
Yeah.
So anyway,
that's a sore subject.
Oh boy. And then I asked him, he was talking about the cost of those poles, you know, and talking about how much they've went, everything's gone up. Anyway, I asked him how much they've gone up, and he told me, and then I said, well, what do you guys do if there's like a natural disaster? If they're 4 to 6 months out, what do you do in the case of a natural disaster? And he kind of explained it to me. So it's happening with the electric co-ops too.
It is. We're one storm away from being in a bind. That's what I like to say. We're trying to keep our inventories up, and we're continuing to order every month. But when we order stuff, instead of getting it in weeks, we now get it in months. And so we continue to order every month, and so we have continuous supply coming in. But just the overall inventory levels are lower. And if we were to get an ice storm, that's good. The good thing is being part of the co-op family. Other co-ops that aren't involved in that ice storm are going to be willing to help you out.
Yeah, and that's what he was saying.
And so that's good to be part of that co-op family. But it's going to be more challenging than what it's been in the past. So we're just hopeful we get past those issues before we have some kind of ice storm or tornado or something.
So hopefully we don't have one of those ice storms.
Right.
But we need the rain.
You bet.
The rain.
Yep.
Anything else about this weekend?
So registration at 9:00. We're going to try to be done by 10. Start the business meeting at 10. Typically last 40 minutes, somewhere around in there, and we'll start drawing prizes and serving meals hopefully by 11.
What's the food?
Blue Mountain Smoke and Screaming Jack's.
Wow.
We'll be serving, be catering to our members, a barbecue lunch, and then my North Fork Electric guys are cooking burgers and hot dogs to go along with it for other community people that are in the park with us.
So cool.
We've tried really hard to make this into a community activity, not just a membership activity. And it's the main purpose is for our members, but part of being a co-op is serving the community also. And so the Chamber of Commerce is having a vendor fair and have lots of local businesses coming. I know there's the butcher shop's going to be there in Sarah. I know a couple of the dealerships are coming with some vehicles, and several other businesses are going to be there to represent their services. And we love that. We love that they want to be a part of our event. And so we've tried to come up with other food options to be able to serve everybody lunch that won't break the bank, if you can,
right,
if you will. So so it's going to be a great day. We really are going to have an ice cream truck.
I knew he was going to get that.
And so I think he's showing up maybe about 11:10 or 11:15, and hopefully have the ice cream truck music playing and free ice cream. So until it's gone. I mean, I guess there's an end to the ice cream, but it'll be a good day, and the weather's going to be beautiful. So
There's a gentleman just text in and wants to know. He said, hey, ask the North Fork guy, so he knows you're not the boss.
You bet. That's what I like.
If he could actually sit down there in the parking lot and sell watermelons to people.
Well, so you bet. The vendor fair, there's going to be some raffle. A couple of the youth shooting leagues are going to be there selling raffle tickets through the Sarah Chamber. And so,
cool.
So, yes, the Sarah Chamber can be contacted at Yeah, 928-3386, and you would set that up through the Sarah Chamber, and they can get you fixed up.
There you go, Mr. Jim. If you want to give the chamber a call, and that way you don't show up and get ran out because you didn't call the chamber. How's that?
Yep, that part's all handled through the chamber. But, yes, he can contact the chamber, and they'll get him fixed up.
And from what I understand, I was listening to this conversation on the food part he was talking about on the menu. You can get a hamburger.
You bet. You bet. We're going to have hamburgers and hot dogs and then also barbecue. So.
What else we got here? Another one. I'll see if this is somebody says they like the numbers that are on the polls now to report a problem.
Oh, that's been really good. So every number on the poll, all the polls are numbered, and that they're all GPS coordinated. And so anytime there's an issue with any poll, anything's going on, you see something sparking, you see a line down, pull up to that pole, and if it's got that yellow tag on it, it's a North Fork pole, give us a call, and all we need is that pole number. We know exactly where that pole is, and that gets us headed in the right direction.
That was a great question, huh?
That is a great question, yes. Well, and it's very helpful. That was quite an effort to get that done several years ago, and it wasn't cheap either, but it helps us tremendously.
How many poles you got, do you know?
So if you would ask me miles of line, I could have answered it. But
estimation.
I don't know. You stump me every time I come in here. You just always know.
Well, I'm looking for the deal that you don't think about.
So miles. Let's see here.
Yeah, do your math there, boss.
Miles of line's about 2,500, and we have a pole about every 300 foot. So
you can tell he was a banker. He knows how to do numbers.
Yeah, that's 2,500 miles times 5,280 divided by 300. It's going to be a big number, about 44,000.
Oh, I believe it.
So that's a big number.
Yeah, what on average is there in a mile, probably?
Well, so 5,280 divided by 300. 18.
There you go.
My lineman could answer these just split. I should have brought one of them with me.
I'm waiting for one of them because I know a couple of them listen.
Yeah.
And so, well, we're going to take a quick break and come back, and I got the Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast for you. And then we'll finish up any small details that Brett wants to finish up about the annual meeting this Saturday. And then we're going to get into some cattle and farming with him because Brett raises some pretty good cattle. So anyway, they're all black too, aren't they?
They are, yes. Yep.
So we'll be right back after this. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
And we've seen it in our own operation, and we've heard other people tell it too. You go out when it's 105 degrees outside, and you look around, and the black cows are standing in the pond or in the shade trees, and the red cows are out grazing. The red hide color, the cow's going to stand out and eat during the heat of the day. She's not going to be laying under the shade tree and be up eating all night or not putting on weight. When it's been raining and the grass is 3 foot tall, they're going to be out eating all day long. Benji White, B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com on Facebook. Follow us at B&L Red Angus.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, August 12th. 2,069 head were sold. 4 head of steers at 275 brought 224. 9 at 446 brought 208. 16 at 522 brought 194. 11 at 590 brought 178. 10 at 652 brought 169.50. 3 head of heifers at 258 brought 540. 4 at 443 brought 170. 9 at 470 brought 162.50. 4 at 528 brought 158. 7 at 881 brought 148. Butcher cows were 35 to 94. Butcher bulls brought 8250 to 113. Bred cows were 700 to 1400. Pairs brought 1000 to 1660. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
If you're a farmer or rancher, you rely on a business that can help you get the things you need fast so you can get back to work. Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma is that business. They carry farm equipment, oil-filled cattle guards, and fencing supplies. How about a cattle chute or hay trailer? They've got them. You need welding supplies? They've got that too. Learn more at everettswelding.com or see their ad inside the Penny News. That's Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma.
Right now, hay coverage is a big deal. You know, price of hay right now is very expensive. the ability to get hay right now. And when people get their hands on it, it's probably one of the most expensive assets that they have in their operation right now. And we can insure that hay for fire. I know there's been a lot of wildfires and people have a concern for that. And then if you're an existing customer with us and you have a farm and ranch policy, you know, people need to understand that's not something that's automatically included. They would need to call and let our office know what coverage they need for their hay, and we can add that onto their farm and ranch policy. We can insure hay on a standalone policy, which is something that maybe some others don't offer. Even if you don't have business with us currently, we can write hay insurance.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
Man, time's flying, Brett.
Doesn't take long.
I know. Anyway, let's check out the Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast, and it looks great. That's all I can tell you is it looks great. Today, high around 87, tonight 64, and I'm going to tell you, my tomato plants this morning, since it was in the 60s, looks 10 times better than when it's in the 70s. So anyway, it looks good. Tomorrow, temperature is going to come back up a little bit, 94 degrees, but Saturday, chance of thunderstorms at 30%, 92 for a high, but it looks like it'll be after your party.
I told everybody a few days ago, so we have a plan B. If it rains, we'll move it inside. We're not moving it inside.
No.
If it rains, we're having it outside. So yeah. Bring your raincoat. We've got tents and a pavilion. This year, as dry as it is, we are not moving it inside.
No, everybody will have a smile on their face with rain coming down.
If it's pouring down rain, I think everybody will love it.
But Saturday night, chances go up to 50% with a high or low around 67. Sunday, high temperature, 79 degrees. I can't wait. 70% chance of rain. Thunderstorm Sunday, Sunday night, 60% chance of thunderstorms. And then Monday, this is the first time I've seen likely in here, 60% chance of rain showers likely. So anyway, that's the first time they've ever put likely in there. But anyway, 82 for a high. So
if there's ever a chance of them being right,
this would be the one
that we need it.
Get them drills out, get them greased up, replace some of those discs, get some, you might clean it out from last year, because I know there's some people out there that doesn't do it. You know, it's just like, you know, a thought come across my mind. Roy Hunt called me a dummy, and he's swathing hay.
Right.
And if I look at that forecast, I'm thinking I'm not the dummy.
Well, so we need people like that to lay some hay down so it'll rain.
Yeah. Hey, Roy, your hay is going to get rained on. And you're going to text me back and say it's not my hay, but it doesn't matter. You're the one running the swather.
If they can make it rain, we might chip in and help them.
Well, we got about 7 minutes left. Is there anything else you want to finish up on the business?
The only thing I haven't mentioned about Saturday is the kids' prizes. So every kid that registers with a guardian or a parent, you know, grandparent, whatever, that's a Norfolk member, we're going to give you a free dollar coin. The kid's going to get a free dollar coin, and then they go into the drawing for a whole set of bicycles based on age ranges.
Oh,
and,
cool.
And so we'll be giving away a lot of bikes to the kids. And then the miniature golf, I didn't mention this, miniature golf is open, the swimming pool's open. Yeah, all the park activities are open while we're there. They're all free, all paid for by Norfolk. And I appreciate Guy Hilton and the city of Sayre. They do us a great job getting the park ready and then being there supplying employees to make sure everything's run perfect. So big shout out to them. And then the only other thing is LifeSpring Home Health. They'll be there for free health screenings. So get your blood pressure checked while you're there and get your heart rate checked and see if there's anything going on. So
yeah, have it checked before and after the rain. See what the difference
is. You bet. So yeah, usually it's 100 degrees and that's more of an issue, but it's going to be cool. So hopefully.
Yeah, it's not going to be even at 92, 93 degrees there, but it looks like it's going to be cloudy. So it probably ain't going to be too bad.
Right.
And
yep.
Then, you know, Guy moved over there a little bit closer to the park, so I bet you'll be seeing him.
Yes.
Yeah, because he called me yesterday wanting to know where his half a beef was.
Yes. It's time.
He said, I'm about out, Jimmy. So anyway, I said, I got there.
They're coming.
No, they're there.
Oh, they're there.
They're
even
there.
Better.
They're,
there you
yeah,
go.
It's going to say they got to hang for a couple weeks,
that's
boss.
Right. That's right.
Just keep in. I told him I had some extra in my freezer if he ran out. But
right,
anyway,
for sure.
So, but, well, how's things change in your operations on the cattle farm? And I know you got a project going over by Hex now, but besides that, you got it's a way different year.
So it's a way different year. You know, for us, you know, you hate to look back at 2011 and 2012 and say we learned some things, and because of that now we're better, because those were really tough years, and you hate to learn that again a decade later. But it has been very helpful to have gone through that back in 2011 and 2012. We weaned early this year. I weaned over a month ago. We usually are weaning right now after annual meeting is kind of our time to wean between now and Labor Day. We weaned in June, and so got the calves off the cows. The cows have recovered really good. We're short on grass just like everybody
so
else.
So when do you calf?
We calf started late December and hit really hard into January.
Okay.
And so we've weaned early. Calves are doing good. Weaned really good. I mean, it was hot, windy. I had a few people tell me I was crazy. But everything weaned great, and they're all eating good and feeding a ration from LNC, and that they're getting along good on in Bermuda grass hay.
Yep.
And cows have recovered. We're not giving the cows anything. They're on dry.
No, no.
They're
no.
on dry grass and water and mineral tubs, and they look good.
Well,
so
we preg checked the cows this morning and separated them, and then when we got done preg checking, we turned them out in a different pasture because I'm a fence line wing this set of calves here, and
yep.
We got an inch of rain out there the night before last, and them cows went straight out that grass. They didn't look back at those babies.
No.
They didn't move. They didn't do nothing. And it looked like a John Deere lawnmower out there.
Yep. They were ready to go.
They were going. They were gone.
Yep.
And, but that's that rain gave it that much more.
Yep.
So you wouldn't think it'd make a difference. I mean, they were hungry. They weren't hungry, but their heads were down and they didn't care. They wasn't looking back.
Right. Right.
So hopefully this weekend.
Yep. And we're short on hay, just like everybody. So, you know, we're hopeful that it rains and we get some rye pasture. We're going to need it. These hay prices, you know, I'm not going to say you can't afford to go buy them, because we may be forced to if you're going to keep your cows. We've built our cow herd for years and years and years and sell bulls and sell beef and the whole nine yards, and I'm not giving up my cow herd. I mean, we've preg checked everything, and the ones that were open are gone. The older cows are gone. We've already made those decisions.
Yeah.
But what's left, we're keeping. And I just hope, like heck, we can get some rye pasture in so we don't have to buy this high-dollar hay.
Oh, yeah. That's we had two open out of 27 this morning. And the game plan this year I did, and I know you do some of this, is we synchronize them like we're going to AI them.
Yep.
I turned two bulls in there last year was 30 days. This year I turned in two bulls for 60 days. Two was open, and they're going to sell barn.
Yep.
There's no need in feeding.
Especially on those young cows. I've learned through our experiences, those young cows, when they don't breed at the young ages, it's just going to be ongoing.
Yeah, because these are second calf heifers.
Right.
I'm waiting for somebody to reply back.
So right.
Second calf heifers, 3-year-old cows.
Right.
So if they're that young and they didn't breed back, they're
yep.
send them.
That's right.
And anyway, I went to LNC yesterday and loaded up.
Yep.
Feeder, got it out there. So anyway, I'm going to go out there after the show and double check.
Coming from the banking industry, I went to see my banker the other day. I've got a Swather payment due, and my Swather hadn't been out of the barn in 14 months.
Whoa.
I mean, we had no winter crops to swath, nothing this summer. So I mean, the last time we didn't swath any grass, I mean, it was early last summer, so it would have been like June we swathed grass and baled grass, and
yeah.
then we didn't get a late cutting, and
nope.
then nothing. Anyway, I went and saw him and told him it hadn't been out of the barn 14 months. I didn't expect to make a payment. I can't make a payment if
How'd
I haven't
that go?
Used it. And he kind of frowned at me, and he said, hey, I need you to make that payment. He didn't understand.
But, you know, there's our music. It's time to go. But that's going on everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you've got these equipment payments and stuff that hadn't been used because of the drought. So yeah. It's tough. Bankers are going to have to be lenient.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, Brent, thanks for coming in.
You bet. Come see us Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday. Sayre, the North Fork at the park. North Fork's going to be having their annual meeting. Co-op, the electric co-op, will have their meeting. We'll see you guys tomorrow. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is KECO Elk City.
Arguments underway in Florida. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. A federal judge will decide whether to unseal the affidavit that led to the FBI raid on former President Trump's Florida estate last week.
Lawyers for the 45th president and the Justice Department are in with the magistrate now, but shortly before the hearing began, Mr. Trump on Truth Social released a memo dated January 19th of 2021, the day before leaving office, in which he directs the Attorney General and the Justice Department to declassify the contents of files pertaining to Operation Crossfire Hurricane, the FBI investigation based on a now discredited report alleging the Trump campaign colluded with the Russian government in the 2016 presidential race. Those materials are thought to be what the FBI confiscated from the president's home.
Fox's Evan Brown at federal court in West Palm Beach. The former president has argued the documents seized in the raid were no longer classified. The Justice Department says unsealing the affidavit could compromise its investigation and put witnesses in jeopardy. Earlier today, Trump's longtime finance chief, Alan Weisselberg, pleading guilty in a tax fraud case. And he agrees to testify against the Trump Organization. The man accused of stabbing author Salman Rushdie just appearing in court in Western New York, pleading not guilty to attempted murder and assault charges. The judge ordering Hadi Mattar held without bail.
Just yesterday, Mattar gave an exclusive jailhouse interview to the New York Post where he all but admitted to the attack. Mattar told the Post about Rushdie. When I heard he survived, I was surprised, I guess. He went on to say about the 75-year-old author, I don't like the person. I don't think he's a very good person.
Fox's Brian Yenis. Mattar calls Iran's Ayatollah a great person, but doesn't admit any inspiration from a death edict on Rushdie by the then Ayatollah in 1989. Iran has denied any involvement. America's listening to Fox News.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
Every search you make, every click you take, they'll be watching you.
Are you tired of being tracked online? There's a simple solution. DuckDuckGo. It's an all-in-one privacy app with a built-in private search engine, web browser, one-click data clearing, email protection, and more. All for free. Download the app today and get the most comprehensive privacy protection with the push of a button. DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
XIT Auctions will be selling 3 80-acre tracts of good Beckham County real estate Thursday, September 8th at 1 p.m. Check all the details out at xitauctions.com or call me, Aubrey Latham, 393-4440. That's 3 80-acre tracts south of Elk City, Oklahoma. Check all our auctions out at xitauctions.com or call me, Aubrey Latham, 393-4440. XIT Auctions, ready to work for you.
Who's blasting that music?
I blast it with the windows down.
Go!
Blast it.
96.5 KECO.
I need a new truck. There ain't nothing wrong with mine. It's got 40-some thousand miles and the engine runs just fine. No, it ain't tore up. Ain't got a scratch, ain't got a dent. The radio works, it don't show dirt, worth every dime I spend. I was gonna drive it till the wheels fell off. Yeah, that was before she slammed the door, said it's over, then got lost. I need one she ain't climbed up in, that ain't played her favorite songs. Need some glass that we ain't fogged up, that her bare feet ain't been on. I need a hood that we ain't laid on, kiss until that sun came up. That's all that's wrong with this one, if you're looking, you're in luck. I need a new truck. I need it right now, not tomorrow, not next week. Can't take another red light with her memory over in that seat. If I find one more hair tie that slipped off her wrist, one more chapstick, one more picture, I might push it off a bridge. I need one she ain't climbed up in, that ain't played her favorite songs. Need some glass that we ain't fogged up, that her bare feet ain't been on. It might as well be sitting on blocks of some old shop the way that girl rigged me. I need one she ain't climbed up in, that ain't played her favorite songs. Need some glass that we ain't fogged up, that her bare feet ain't been on. I need a hug that we ain't laid on, kiss until that sun came up. That's all that's wrong with this one, if you're looking, you're in love. I need a new truck.
For garage doors, repairs, and more, call C&M Overhead Door at 580-515-1688.
See, Billy got picked on at school for things he couldn't change. He tried his best to play it cool, but in the seventh grade, you either fit right in or you don't fit. That's just